Thank you for listening to this recording of Family Bible Church's Sunday morning message. We pray that God will use this word to bless and encourage you.
Go ahead and sitting. You can turn to 2 Chronicles 21 and 22. That's actually where we're going to look at. If you remember, as we've been going through the Chronicles of the Kings, both the northern side and the southern side, that it is recorded in 1 and 2 Kings, but then the kings of Judah are recorded in the Chronicles as well. And so we began this journey a while back, but as we came in then to the divided kingdom, we looked first at the northern kingdom and the northern kings, and so that was predominantly in the kings, 1 and 2 Kings. But now we've transitioned and come back now into the southern kingdom, okay? And so we've gone through Rehoboam and his son and all the way into Jehoshaphat. So over the last 2 weeks, Chuck, 2 weeks ago, spoke about Asa predominantly. And then last week, Steve spoke predominantly from Jehoshaphat. And we saw the restored legacy. And so the importance of that was so huge because, you know, David was a man after God's own heart. And Solomon was supposed to be the wisest king ever. But what we saw with Solomon was that he gave into the lust of the flesh, and that he had all these foreign wives, which he was told not to do, and he set up idolatry in the land, which we don't think about being attributed to Solomon, but it really was. And so his son, then Rehoboam, walked in that as well, and that was when the kingdom was divided. And so, but when Asa came into the land, things were restored, and the legacy was being restored, and then Asa handed that down to Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was a godly king, was a righteous king. Sadly, though, even the godly and righteous make mistakes. And God doesn't always alleviate the consequences of our bad decisions. Jehoshaphat was the man who, when he was in the presence of Ahab, and Ahab says, "Do you want to go out to war with me?" He said, "Well, your house is my house, sure." But can we first hear what? A word of the Lord, right? And so Ahab said, sure. And he brought in his prophets. And all of his prophets came in and began to babble, right? But Jehoshaphat realized what? They were false prophets. He says, can we not have a prophet of Yahweh? Is there not a prophet of Yahweh who is here? And he said, so Ahab, being semi-rebuked, says what? Well, there is one left. Now, there were more, okay? I mean, Elijah, Elisha were still around, okay? But there's Micaiah, okay? And so, but I don't like Micaiah. Why don't I like Micaiah?
He tells the truth.
Yeah. He doesn't like me. He prophesies against me. So Micaiah comes in, and what in fact happens is that. Jehoshaphat, though, hears that prophecy and just ignores it anyway. And he goes to war with them. And then we say, wow, what a dumb decision. And remember I said we'd talk about that and we'd come back to that. But if it was only that dumb decision, God protected him from that dumb decision, didn't he? Because Jehoshaphat goes out to war with them. And so Ahab hears the prophecy, and the prophecy is, you're going to go out to war with Syria, and you're not what? You're not going to return. You're going to be killed in battle. So Ahab turns around to Jehoshaphat and says, hey, I got a good plan. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out incognito. You go out in full regalia. That's a nice guy, huh? He's one that you want to call a friend. I don't think so. What was Ahab doing? He was setting Jehoshaphat up to do what? To take the arrow, to be the one who's going to die. Okay. God says, I'm going to die in battle. I got it. I'm going to connive this way through. I'm going to go incognito. I'm going to have Jehoshaphat go in full regalia. They're going to think that he is me, and they're going to kill him. And I have just duped God. Good plan. Except for what? It didn't work. You guys know the story, right? So they go out to battle. Jehoshaphat, they instantly attack Jehoshaphat because they think he is Ahab. He cries, ah! You know, and he goes running off, and they go, oh, that's not Ahab. I don't know how they knew it was. Maybe it was from the tone of the, ah, I don't know. Anyways, but they knew it wasn't Ahab, and they turned away. It wasn't Ahab. And then one random archer drew a random bow and shot a random arrow Yeah, random. And it wound up going in the seam of Ahab's armor and piercing him and killing him. Isn't that amazing? So God delivered Jehoshaphat from that dumb decision. That's pretty cool. But Jehoshaphat made another decision, a series of decisions in that, that would then wind up having an effect upon the nation of Judah. And what God had worked through Asa and Jehoshaphat would then be nullified over the next 16 years. How sad. And I just want to encourage you again, as we talked a couple weeks ago about the importance of the leader in making decisions. It's just not just us as a leader, that's true, but even as individuals. We make decisions that have consequences. Now, before we get into that, Chuck read, you probably noted there's a little confusion, potential confusion, with your kings, okay? And so I want to go through this real quick, because you can almost see this right away, okay? How the potential for confusion when you're going through the kings. And people they read through this stuff and they go, oh, I just don't know who is who. Well, it's not really hard. It's just you have to kind of keep it in your brain, okay? So there's Ahab. He's the king of the north, right? We've dealt with him. He was the evil, wicked king, House of Omri, okay? So when you read about the House of Omri there, when Chuck read that, of the House of Omri, Omri was king before Ahab. Ahab's Omri's son, okay? But Ahab was the most evil king ever, okay? That's what we're told. Well, in the fourth year of Ahab, Jehoshaphat became the king, okay? So Ahab and Jehoshaphat are reigning for an extended period of time together, okay? They have a lot of interactions together, okay? But as we're going to see, Jehoshaphat and Ahab design and desire to interlock their kingdoms. At that time, okay, all the way back in the days of David too, one of the ways that you would try to build an alliance with another kingdom was to marry off your son or your daughter to their son or daughter. And so the idea would then be that the nations would be bound together because you wouldn't attack your own daughter or your own son. Make sense? And so, we're going to see that Jehoshaphat did that very thing. Sadly, Jehoshaphat did not separate himself. And we see that when he was with your house is my house. Why? Well, because he was marrying off his son to Ahab's daughter. Okay? Sorry, that's Ahaziah, but Athaliah. So, Ahab, when he dies, Ahaziah, his son, becomes king. He only reigns for 2 years, 1 or 2 years. And you got to remember, they're rounding off, okay? So you're going to read 1 year here, 2 year there. It's probably because there was like 8 months or maybe 12 months or 18 months or whatever it is, that kind of the in-between stuff. Make sense? So he reigns for about 2 years. His son, Jehoram is also Ahab's son. Ahaziah had no sons. So when Ahaziah dies, Jehoram, his brother, the son of Ahab, becomes king, okay? Are you tracking with that? So Ahab's king, he dies. Ahaziah, his oldest son, becomes a king. He dies quickly, okay, of an illness. He had no son, so his brother Jehoram becomes king. Now, my name is Robert. It's my formal name. Don't call me it because I probably won't listen to you. I won't hear you. The only time that I hear that is Robert Allen when I am in trouble, when mom talks to me, okay? And so the only one who ever said Robert to me in a loving way was my grandma. It was all our formal name, Robert, Robert. And it was loving and endearing. But every time I've ever heard Robert, I was in trouble. So if you say Robert to me, I'm probably not going to come, okay? It's just letting you know. I'm Bob. But the reality is, my name is Robert. Does that make sense? His name is Jehoram. But everybody calls him Joram. You get it? Okay? So when you're reading through the Kings, you're going to see Jehoram, or you're going to see Joram. Well, confusion starts here because Jehoshaphat decides to name his son after Ahab's son, right? And so he names him Jehoram. Jehoram becomes king of Judah. His nickname, if you would, his shrunken name is Joram. So there's a period of time when Joram or Jehoram is the king of both north and the south, but they're different Jehorams. Okay? Don't always think because there's the name Jehoram, there's got to be the same guy. Okay? So, you came in incognito, but I'm going to blow it for you, Steve. Okay? So, behind Steve Moody right now is Steve Moore. See, yes, he wasn't supposed to be here today. He's supposed to be in Florida. Anyways, so But anyways, it gets even better, right? Because I not only have Steve and Steve right next to each other, so if I say, hey, Steve, you two are going to go what? But if I say, Steve, moo, you're going to say, what, is it going to finish with a D, moo D, or is it going to be a more, because it's M-O-O. That's really kind of fun, too, you know, Steve, M-O. And so, I mean, you think down the line in history, and I start talking about Steve and this and Steve and that, and they're thinking, okay, which Steve is it? Your name is Charles, but we never call you Chuck, do we? Is your formal name Charles? But I never even think about calling you Charles because you're Chuck. Does that make sense? But formerly, we'd be referring to him as who? Charles Sabo. And we'd probably leave off Sabo. And so we'd probably go Charles and Charles. And we'd like, which Charles are we talking about? So this is what's going on. So this morning, we're going to be talking about these two guys, okay? Jehoram and Ahaziah. Not these two guys. Okay? Yeah. But it gets better. Because again, remember Jehoshaphat, he names his kids after Ahab's kids, and he doesn't even do that, but he marries off Jehoram to Ahab's daughter, Athaliah, who then becomes the mother of Ahaziah. Wow. Okay, so you see where we're going? I mean, it's like, I grew up 3 o'clock every day. Okay, this is going to show age. Just put up your hand if you recognize this pair of names, Luke and Laura. Oh, okay. So all together on three, what did my mom watch every day at 3 o'clock? Isn't that cool? You guys know it. That's sad, actually. Anyways, all right. So this is a soap opera, man. This is all interrelated. You know, you're like, oh, this can't be real life. This is real life stuff, okay? And so when you go out there and you see what's going on in the world, and maybe in your own family, okay, there's nothing new under the sun, okay? This is all playing out, okay? And we're going to see all this playing out. And so just so you know, that's when the assassinations of Jehu came. We talked about that with the northern tribe. It was Jehoram and Ahaziah who were killed by Jehu, okay? And we're going to see when that happens, Athaliah, she kills off everybody else. We'll talk about that at the very end, and she becomes the first and only queen of Judah. Very sad. Very, very sad. But this is all because of this righteous, godly king who, whoops, look at that, who made a bad decision. I'm supposed to move on. So let's talk about Jehoram, okay? I know I need to move quickly today. So we have the decisions of the father. Very sad. 1 Chronicles 21, beginning verse 1. Jehoshaphat rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. Then Jehoram, his son, reigned in his place. He had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azayahu, Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. Their father gave them great and precious gifts of silver and gold and precious things with fortified cities in Judah. But he gave the kingdom to Jehoram because he was the firstborn. Now, when Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and killed all his brothers with the sword, and also others of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. Now, let's discuss this real quick. Drop down to chapter 22. Keep your finger there. Look at verse 2.